All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with Lust Theory. I was afraid if I didn't give you Lust Theory, you guys would mutiny at some point. So let's go ahead and get this going. I don't want to hear comments, Grim, where's Lust Theory? You had four girls left. Oh. Okay, well now we're in the noon with the four girls. Hey, we got some new music though. Zoe's story. Of course I like Ellie. We'll wait for Ellie. Good things come to those who wait, right? Well, morning, so it ain't gonna help me now. Alright. Ooh, alright. So, in the lockers, in the morning, that means we gotta go to the town map, get to college, enter the college, and talk to her. Hey, Zoe! Still at home, I guess.
You didn't come together?
I left her behind.
Oh, she's gonna be pissed.
Well, she'll get over it. I couldn't wait to see you.
Is that so? This feels weird, but good weird. Never thought we'd actually end up like this. I did dream of it a few times, but never expected it to actually happen. Anyway, can't wait for tonight.
Me neither.
There's a problem, though.
Yeah?
Megan invited me to go with her.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
We had some plans.
Oh, yeah, I know. A threesome that I missed out on. Can't you bail? I want you all to myself.
He's making me blush. I don't know what to tell her.
Don't worry. We'll think of something together.
You lean forward, pecking Zoe on the cheek.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You're acting so weird today. I like it.
I was about to say the same thing. Without the last part, though.
Megan! Oh, you scared me to death.
That just means you have a guilty conscience.
Yep. Someone's in a mood.
Why did you leave without me?
Uh-oh, here we go. Ice cream lovers.
Why is he still fooling around with Zoe? I thought...
You were taking forever.
Taking a chance when Megan's not looking, you send Zoe a wink.
Flirty this morning.
What are you giggling about?
Uh-oh.
Megan keeps glancing between the two of you.
I'm sure that's not the way they... What? They took all their clothes off now.
Is he ignoring what happened between us yesterday? After everything he said? Whatever.
Whoops, we got another red, didn't we? Yep, completely missed out on that. It's a little classier. Still nothing to wear around the college.
Whatever. Let's go in. Class is just about to start.
Okay.
She heads in first, and you pull Zoe to the side, trying your best not to let Megan notice.
Let's discuss our date in detail after class, deal? Oh wow, did you guys catch that? There's one of those old TVs with the VCRs, or maybe that's supposed to be a DVD player. But I remember movie night, movie day. It's like, okay, we have nothing to fucking teach you right now. It's almost summer break. Here's the TV, here's the VCR. We're gonna let you watch a movie. And for me, like, I didn't really pay attention to a lot of the movies, but I wrote a lot of song lyrics around that time. Like, it was just a great time for me to just scribble down lyrics to anything I could think of, because that's the kind of guy, kid I was. I just wanted to write song lyrics all the time. Crazy that it's like 30 years before I can actually put them to music thanks to AI, but, you know. Bands are just hard to come by in real life, so you gotta do what you gotta do. I mean, some of them got recorded, but not even a quarter. I still got hundreds more. Some of them aren't that great, though, let's be absolutely honest. My song about how horrible algebra was probably won't do so well. 30, 40 years later, right? And algebra's not that bad. I'm getting a feeling Megan's gonna bring trouble.
After a while, classes are done and you're back in the hallway.
So, I was thinking you come over and we pick out our outfits for the party.
Yeah, about that.
Why is she looking at me like that? Does she want me to spill the beans?
Yeah. Someone tell me what's going on?
Oh, damn. How do I play this? I already know it'll be a shit show if I tell Megan she can't come with. But I also want Zoe all to myself. Without Megan causing any problems. You know Zoe and I are dating, right? What? So tonight I'm taking her as my date.
Does he really mean it, or did he blurt that out to make an excuse? We didn't determine our relationship yet, but it's not like I'd mind it.
So what? You're gonna ditch me? I knew this would happen.
No, no, we're not ditching you.
We're not?
You wanted to?
I just want to clarify and make sure you know.
In other words, he's rejecting me. Telling me he wants to forget what happened between us.
Thanks to knowing her their whole life, Zoe notices Megan looking dejected.
Megan, you'll always be my best friend. Nothing's gonna change that.
Whatever. So are you going together or not?
We are.
You coming over to get ready?
Of course.
Well, I'm glad everything worked out.
Me too.
Yeah.
About that.
Together, the three of you walk home.
Zoe, can you wait for me in my room?
Boy, if you wanted to see their titties, you sure got a chance. I must have seen them about 18 times now. Come on, now. Quit hitting the button, Grim. That shiny red button. Spoiling everything. Turning your gray matter in your brain to mush. Absolute mush. You won't be able to think up a fucking sentence.
See you later.
Mm-hmm. See ya.
Zoe heads upstairs, swaying her ass just a bit harder, purely to tease you.
I mean those socks. They're okay, they're different. I wouldn't be caught dead in them. Oh, sorry, couldn't help myself. I mean, those socks, folks, my God. Oh, you wouldn't care if the woman looked hot enough? I mean, yeah, I just have to overlook them damn socks. I don't know. fate's gonna befall that I end up with a woman that wears those damn socks all the time. But I like these socks. Those socks are horrible. The man who made them thought they were bad.
What's going on?
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Yesterday, you went on about how you find me beautiful. How you and I...
Megan, listen.
And we kissed.
What we did was wrong. I'm going to repent right now. You're my stepsister. We can't do this. Jesus is watching. If someone were to find out, we'd be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, but...
So I think it'd be best if we continued our relationship as it was before. Just stepbrother and stepsister.
He's right.
Yeah!
But why can't I stop thinking about our kiss?
It would make me extremely happy. Happy. There's a new fucking word right there, guys. If you're not real sure how you feel about something, you know what? I'm happy with it. It's not good, it's not bad, but I'm halfway there. I'm happy. I'm happy enough with it. There you go. You can tell all your friends and say, what kind of idiot came up with that? And I promise you, nothing's gonna change. I'll make sure of it.
Megan purses her lips, thinking hard.
He already made up his mind. There's nothing I could say now to change it. If only we talked earlier. I guess I'll try swallowing my feelings.
Uh-oh. I hope that don't mean she's gonna start drinking. And I mean drinking.
Fine, I'll support you too.
Boy, that sounded really enthusiastic. Thank you.
You grab Megan in a bear hug, twirling her around.
Man, it's almost as if he told her he was gay. Hope you'll support me and Brian. Fine, I'll support you two.
Okay. Put me down. Zoe's waiting for me, and I have to get ready for you.
You? For me?
Her. I meant Zoe.
She's lying. But I heard her enough already to call her out on it. Do a good job.
Did you expect any less?
Megan winks before heading upstairs.
That went exceptionally well, because she still wants to bang her stepbrother. I mean, that's what it's like in AVN land. But hey, got a nice body.
Complacent, you head to your room and relax. After some time...
God, what time is it anyway? They're taking forever.
Getting up, you head towards Megan's room. As you get closer, murmuring voices can be heard through the door.
No, it's my bra. It's my bra. No, it's mine. It's mine, you bitch. I wonder what they're talking about.
Pressing your ear to the door, you try eavesdropping.
I'm kind of nervous.
Bitch, what?
He likes you, and you're dating now, right? I know, but it feels too good to be true.
Do you think something will happen at the party?
I hope so. To be honest, I can't stop thinking about him.
Oh, here we go.
You're far gone, huh?
I guess. But I kind of feel bad about ditching you for, you know...
I wanted you to do it with me, but no one expected things to turn out like this.
So I'm really not supposed to talk about this, but as Lust Theory draws to a close with season 3 and their season writer, I told you guys they got a professional writer on it. And I do mean professional. So anyway, as it draws to a close, guys, you're going to have a girl route, which means you will have to eventually say yes to one of them. And Zoe is one that seems to really care about him. And of course, if you want to go the Alabama route with Megan or your stepmother, that probably is a thing. However, so basically, I don't want to get too far into the weeds, but they turned around and changed their mind on something they were going to do with this game. And you might have seen bits and pieces of it being like a simulation or a glitch. Well, they're trying to change that. So you're going to see a completely different story in Lust Theory Season 3. And it's going to have a complete ending that will finish the character's story.
So don't worry about it. Who knows? Maybe he's down for it in the future.
However, the characters from Mia, Lust Theory, and other stuff that they're working on, like Lustbound and Thought on Trial, which I haven't even played yet, and other stuff. They're working on a lot of games. They're all gonna meet together on this one island. So that might be a pretty cool game too. It's their Marvel Universe, as it were. Kind of like what V Novella's doing with all his girls. I mean, I do like it that they've got these shared universes. That's a pretty fucking cool idea. I like that more devs are doing that.
I feel jealous just thinking about it, though. And she's... for God's sake.
Stop thinking about stupid shit. I can see it on your face.
A lot of people need to hear that.
Sorry.
Now let's get you ready so you can show off.
Yeah, she's the one with the ass. Or maybe that's just from the angle. I don't know, we'll see.
Satisfied by what you heard, you move away from the door.
They were talking about me, right?
Quality perception, right there. Not wanting to get caught, you quietly go back to your room.
There goes my chance for a threesome tonight. At least I'll get to fuck Zoe's brains out.
Moments later.
We're coming in.
The girls burst in, ready for the party.
So, what do you think?
Zoe, you look amazing. Really? She looks alright, but you don't want to tell your date that. Like, hey, sorry Zoe, but my stepsister, man, she's looking fine. That's not what you want to do.
Thanks.
Megan's also a lot taller, at least in this image.
Hey, what about me?
I tend to like taller women, unless they're really short. Then you can pick them up and throw them like Oompa Loompas. Whee! Like I said, I had a friend of mine that married one. She was that short, and she gave me shit. I'm not little enough to whoop your ass! Hey, what about me? You look pretty.
Just pretty.
Oh shit. You done fucked up.
joking manner. A hint of jealousy masked underneath.
Stop messing with him!
Look at you taking his side.
Oh, Lord. Now they're gonna fight each other. You're turning friends into enemies. And unfortunately, women can do it pretty quickly.
Whatever. I know that I look hot as fuck. I look bomb.
Bomb? Okay. I'm not familiar with these Zoomer terms. I remember I'm the bomb. Back in the day, we used to say, man, I'm the bomb. Or we would say, oh man, you seen that? That's the bomb right there. That's all that in a bag of chips.
Are you you're not wearing that, right?
No one's crazy. Zoomers these days really love their chips. I'm surprised that all that in a bag of chips hasn't come back yet. Maybe I'm the one that needs to bring it back. I mean, you ain't gonna go to the party like that. Hell, everybody's gonna be looking at you, and some people are gonna be handing you money. What's this for? Well, I mean, I wasn't sure if you were a party... I wasn't sure if you were a party-goer or one of the girls outside, but here... You're not wearing that, right? Of course not. Let me get ready real quick.
Moments later, you're dressed as well.
There.
You've got to be kidding.
It's nice.
You can't go to a party looking like that. What's wrong with it?
Look at Zoe. She's a walking bomb.
What's with you and bombs?
Megan, it's time.
There's something we should know about, Megan. You've been talking an awful lot about bombs.
You look good.
But it's your date and he isn't even making an effort. A part of me is kinda glad.
Zoe stays quiet, making you realize she agrees with Megan.
I can change.
You do that?
Yeah, but I could use your help. As it seems, I'm not well versed in fashion.
Obviously.
I'm sensing some pent-up anger in Megan. She's probably still bitter about me and Zoe dating. So you'll help me?
Of course, babe.
Babe?
Oh, shit. Let me just take this off. It's funny how I know...
You get the girls help, you get dressed.
It's funny how I know when she fucked up. It's like... You're saying the wrong words around Megan right now. How do I look?
Sexy.
Oh, she's got those arms folded. This is not looking good. She's staring daggers into him, if you haven't noticed already.
Let's go already. I can feel my lunch rising. I need to start drinking. Yeah, that's
it. Uh-oh. Then that was the day she became an alcoholic.
Three of you head to the party. As you arrive, people are already gathering, and you can't help but notice guys staring at Zoe.
They're openly ogling her. Gotta show idiots their place.
Yes?
Maybe you should have worn something less revealing. I mean, hell, what are you gonna do, put a burqa on her? I mean, she's not that covered up. I mean, no, she's not that, Well, I mean, that seems to be the problem, right? He says she's not covered up. I say she's covered up fine. I mean, it is a party.
Don't you like it? I wore it for him.
Oh, I do. The part I don't like is these assholes undressing you with their eyes. How dare you, sir! Go and think about yourself and what you've done today. But I... Silence! Go! The further you can get down, the further you can get down the street, the sooner you can repent.
Who would have known he's overprotective like this?
Remember what Jesus said. Well, Jesus actually didn't say this, but it was in the Bible that to lust after a woman is to... I mean, if you lust after a woman, basically, you might as well cut your eye out. Yeah. It's pretty hardcore about that.
Well, my eyes are only for you.
Can't get enough of my sexiness?
And I'm out. Wait, where are you going?
Away, preferably with a bottle in my hand.
Uh-oh. She's taking a tumble, folks. Why don't you stay with us? And why do I have the need to ask questions I already know answers to?
And third wheel?
Uh-oh.
No thanks.
With that, Megan disappears into the crowd.
She seems...
like she's in her first stages of alcoholism? Boom! He called it. Definitely. And gorgeous.
You'll wear it out.
Is that even possible?
God, will you stop? I bet I'm already red as a tomato.
A little bit. And hot as hell, like a jalapeno. Or it would be a habanero would be a red pepper.
Zoe and you spend a while just flirting like crazy.
Huh? Haven't seen Megan in a while.
Wasn't she here a moment ago? I swear I saw her take a bottle off the counter.
Didn't she take one when we came?
I think so. It's as clear as day that she's worried. Wanna go look for her?
Is that okay? Damn. Did I sound too eager? I mean, I'm having a blast with you, but...
She's your best friend. It's okay to be worried.
You're just so...
Wow, I didn't see that coming. What was that?
Just me appreciating having such a lovely boyfriend.
Feel free to appreciate him some more.
Oh, I will. So let's look for Megan first.
Megan! That's probably not a good idea. She's not a dog that you can call.
Idiot.
Searching the whole house, you finally managed to find Megan.
Damn! Shit! Even I don't drink like that. I didn't even drink like that when I was young. Last time I drank like... Man. I still remember that one time I thought Smirnoff vodka was like Smirnoff ice and I poured myself a whole glass. They said, oh no! You're gonna drink that whole glass.
Megan!
I'm not gonna... bore you with that story again. Damn, how much did she drink? More than I ever have when I was young, and I drank a lot. Stomach can tell you that.
Why are you naked?
Shit.
Did someone do something to you?
She's like that damn Natalie Imbruglia song, Torn. Did someone do something to you?
You're what?
Yeah, I mean, she's bad.
Quickly, Zoe helps Megan get dressed.
That's too loud.
Megan, are you crazy? Talk to me.
Like you care.
Oh, Lord, she's beyond drunk.
What are you talking about? You're my best
Yeah. I've been here before, fortunately. It's like, yeah, you've had a little bit too, drink too much. Let me. Ma'am, I'm afraid you've had too much to drink. She's heavier than she looks.
Go away!
Megan, stop moving!
Oh shit, she's gonna slip and fall and then that'll be it. Unfortunately, sometimes the naked part is true. You just gotta be like, ugh. I mean, you feel like you're in a hospital or something and you got a patient that's been wandering around naked and you're like, hey, we gotta get some clothes on you and get you back to the real world.
Wayne.
We gotta get you out of the alcohol world. That look, Megan, you better not. Oh shit, she's going to see the, she's going to pray to the porcelain gods. Yep, there it goes. Remember. I never threw up more than when I put hot sauce in my beer. Never gonna do that again.
It's okay, honey. Let it all out.
Is she crying?
I think so.
Oh, damn. See, I didn't realize Dayton Zoe was gonna turn Megan into a raging drunk that throwing up all over the goddamn place. Shit, guys.
Megan, what's wrong? What's going on?
He's my boyfriend and my brother. Don't you understand? That's how we do it in Alabama. She didn't more than drink too much.
He hates me.
She brought her feelings with her.
Huh? What's she talking about?
Beats me. I don't have a good feeling about this.
Why do you think that?
I chose you.
Oh shit, she won't.
I don't understand.
He touches me.
What's going on?
She's drunk. She doesn't know her name, let alone what she's talking about.
And now too.
God, please make her stop.
He was trying to help, honey.
No, he touched me.
Oh, shit. The voice actress needs an Oscar.
Where did he touch you? I need some information.
Yeah.
Here.
Damn it, Megan.
Huh? What's wrong with you? You scared me to death.
I love you.
You what?
Uh-oh. Little too... Why did you say that, dumbass? I love you. I didn't picture myself telling you like this, but I really want you to know that. Thanks a lot, Megan.
Your sudden exclamation makes Zoe forget about Megan altogether.
Are you serious?
I know it's all happening so fast, but you know my feelings go way back. Oh, God. This is probably the worst time to admit you love somebody in your entire life. And I couldn't keep it anymore. Excuse me, I couldn't keep it in anymore.
I love you too.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. I feel like crying.
Why would you cry?
I'm just so happy. And I really want to show him just how much.
Well, here we go.
Megan?
Did she seriously fall asleep? Yep, drunk people can do that. Sometimes they pass out right next to the toilet. I remember one time I woke up from a party. A guy did pass out right over there at the toilet. It happens.
I think so.
The body just says, all right, you've thrown up enough. I don't have any more energy. We're hitting the floor.
What do we do with her?
Absolutely no clue.
Well, we can't leave her here. Part of me doesn't care that much right now. Look at her. I hope he says something instead of me.
Damn. That's your friend, though. We can take her home, or...
Or leave her here. Shit, that slipped.
That's your friend, though. Yeah, would she be down to leave her... To just leave her like that? It seems like she would be, guys.
Would that make us bad people?
Yeah, technically. Yeah, pretty bad.
So, what do we do?
This is a decision I really don't want to make. If we take her, will I still be able to fuck Zoe? But we can't just leave her here like that, right? I don't know, guys. Now, my honest opinion is bring her with you because you don't want to leave somebody like that drunk at a party. She could get raped or anything. I mean, there's people that will take advantage of a woman that is passed out. And that's the real truth of the matter. So you definitely want to bring your party with you. And when I mean your party, you know, just like an RPG. You bring everybody with you when you go to battle, right? So when you leave, you bring everybody else. You know, you don't just leave somebody there. So if somebody's down, you pick them back up and you take them with you. That's how it works when you go with a group. Unless you know they've got a good ride and, you know, they've got a ride home and all that kind of thing. Like, they're going to be okay. But, she doesn't look like she's going to be okay, and she could easily be taken advantage of by anybody. So, I'm going to make the choice to bring Megan with you. We can't leave her.
You're right.
So he looks so disappointed.
Get her up again.
Grabbing hold of Megan, you leave the party.
Wait, I'm losing my grip.
Shit.
Losing your grip on Megan, she lands on the grass.
Yep.
Nice grass. I can't believe this.
Comfy grass.
At least Megan's having the time of her life.
Something bad must have happened for her to drink like this.
I wonder! She was normal last time I talked to her. I can't tell Zoe the truth.
Yeah, and she mentioned you.
From how she eyes you, you're sure what Zoe's about to ask.
No, don't touch me there.
Megan, you owe me big time. Anyway, I'll make sure to ask her tomorrow.
If tomorrow actually ever comes.
Because this is so out of character for her.
Is it though?
Out of control.
Wow. Car peeler was out of nowhere, sliding almost out of control. Damn.
You and Zoe jump back, panicked it'll hit you. It drives up the curb, breaking the bumper a little.
What the fuck?
Shit, Megan!
Whoops, forgot she was down there.
That maniac almost ran over her.
Fucking piece of junk! Mickey, who's there?
You mean that maniac?
Yeah, not proud of it at this moment, though.
Mickey notices you and comes over.
My neck. Are you crank? My back.
Like my Gigi and my
Megan!
Don't have to tell me twice. Dude. Oh, shit. There's even valet service? Yeah. These guys must be loaded. Valet service? Catch. Huh? And also, hit. Find a good spot, please.
Completely oblivious, Mickey walks past you and goes into the house.
Did he just leave you his car keys?
Then gave me a whole bunch of money. Well, damn. I mean, I've never had that happen in my life. Here you go, here's the key, and here, take some money. Well, I'll take the car and the money. Thank you so much. I mean, hell, if robberies were this easy, it'd be like... Oh, welcome to the bank. Well, here you are. Here's the bags of money, and if you want, we've got some vehicles out. You can take your pick. Looks like it.
Hold on. Did he just leave you his car keys?
Are we too sober or are people just too drunk?
No.
Megan, need to throw up? She's hopeless.
Let's get her in the car.
You're gonna drive?
Better than carrying her drunk ass home.
True.
Somehow, Zoe and you manage to secure Megan in the back seat. She grumbles a little, but soon falls back asleep.
Ready?
Yeah.
Something feels off. Zoe, you okay? Yeah, I was right. I can clearly see you're not, so why not tell me?
It's just...
She looks uncomfortable.
Please don't look at me as such a shitty person. But are you sure you don't want to leave Megan at the party?
Huh? You do?
A part of me, yeah.
Does it have anything to do with our date?
Yeah.
Zoe, I'm sorry, but I can't just leave her like that. Who knows what happened to her, and it'd be really shitty of me to ghost her.
You're right. Do you think I'm a bad person now?
Well, I can't say a part of me didn't think the same thing. But what I will say is, you know, a lot of these people are still very young, canonically. So, remember, the part of your brain that governs reasoning doesn't fully develop until about age 25. Neither of the people in this particular instance are 25 years of age. So, obviously, they're not capable of making those kinds of rational decisions. And these are very rational decisions. Of course not.
Oh, thank God.
When I was their age, I made some very horrible decisions as well. We all make bad decisions when we're younger. How about we take a quick ride through town?
And Megan?
What is it, the cerebral cortex? I think it's the cerebral cortex that governs reasoning in the brain. She's sound asleep. We could take a quick detour before going home.
Yes.
That excited to spend time with me?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sure.
Taking off in the sunset, Zoe opens her window, feeling the wind in her hair.
Gotta be honest, you drive like a granny.
I have a drunk girl in my back seat. Don't need her throwing up all over the car.
Why do you care? Not yours.
I'm a good person like that. Are you still on the let's leave Megan behind idea?
I knew it. You think I'm a monster now.
Zoe, I like you the way you are, meaning I like your good, bad, or even crazy side.
When did you see my crazy side?
There's no doubt I'll see it soon enough. Just preparing myself already.
Hope you're prepared well.
Huh?
Zoe undoes her seatbelt. Leaning over to your seat.
What are you doing? We'll crash!
Ever received Roadhead?
Oh, okay. What's that? Sounds familiar.
Guess that's a no. I'll be more than happy to show you.
God, why are you testing me like this? Zoe, I don't think this is a good idea. Megan's in the back seat, and I don't want to cause an accident.
What about... Now.
I have to stay strong. Think of Roman soldiers. Mighty Roman soldiers. Think of Sparta. Still.
At least your body's honest.
How do I keep getting hard this easily? What's she doing back there?
I'm naked in front of him and he still asks about Megan.
Oh Lord, here we go. It's weird the way she's acting. Again, that cerebral cortex hasn't fully formed, so that's my reasoning for this.
Megan, are you okay?
Shit, Megan, don't!
You swerve the car over to the side of the road. Only then do you realize you're on a vacant road, with no buildings around.
I hope she didn't throw up all over the car. Hold up, Zoe's right. Why am I so worried about someone else's car? Damn, she almost got my shoes. You're not supposed to drink alcohol. Well, you're not supposed to drink that much alcohol that fast. I learned that lesson when I was her age.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Suddenly, Megan pulls off her shirt after seeing she gauged on it a little.
What am I doing? You've got to be kidding me. Trying to get your drunk ass home.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
You seriously gotta be kidding me. She even took her shirt off just like that. Sully, let's cut our ride short. This drunkard is
Nowhere to run now.
My pants!
Surprisingly fast, Zoe's already on her knees with your cock between her lips.
Well, damn. Farmer comes out. Well, good Lord, I thought I'd never see anything like that in my day. You too, kids? My God.
She swallows your cock whole in one quick motion.
I mean, they're on a vacant road. But I'm sure, especially in the country back in the day, I'm pretty sure folks fucked in some farmers' fields, or close to some farmers' fields. I remember one time. Well, let's not. Not. I don't think people want to.
Deep throating with ease, Zoe starts bobbing her head.
Shit, Zoe!
The amount of pleasure skyrockets, and you grip the car door as you thrust your hips.
His dick is hitting the back of my throat.
She grabs your thighs, balancing herself as your hard cock pushes deep down her throat.
Hell, it's gotta be in her esophagus by now. This feels fucking amazing. Zoe's sucking me off while Megan's passed out in the back seat. Am I dreaming?
Feeling her tongue pressing against your cock almost sends you over the edge.
Shit! Zoe! Any longer and I'll... I didn't say stop, though.
Not yet.
Saying this, she takes her skirt off, now standing naked in front of you.
Yeah, she's out there in the middle. I mean, it's not a farmer's field, but it's out there in the wilderness. I don't think a bear is gonna run out, though. Oh, hold on. Let me see. Yeah. It's a vacant road. You might have a cop car go by. Oh, yeah, that can happen. You can be banging somebody on the street and a cop will arrest you for public indecency, even though the only public would be him, because everybody else, they're at home. I mean, I guess if there's motorists passing by, they might see something, but...
Her ass swaying as she strolls towards the car.
I always thought that was a dumbass reason, though. Police will arrest you. Hey, you've got public indecency. Where's the public? The trees? The critters? The bears? I mean... Who am I offending here? Is it natural as anything else? People used to fuck out in the wilderness all the time.
Want a piece of me?
Fuck yeah.
Here I go then.
Teleporting behind Zoe in the next second. You slide your dick into her wet pussy. Immediately moving your hips.
I know we've gone on almost an hour, but I haven't done a lot with this game, so why not?
Not letting her catch a breath. Just the sounds of her moans and your skin slapping against hers. But as always, a rain soon arrives on your parade.
All right. Nope, I thought it was real gonna be a police officer. I was waiting for him to drive by and step out.
Earthquake? Yes. Zoe? What? Oh my god, are they crazy? What if someone comes?
Yeah, I don't know.
As you want.
Driven by sheer ecstasy, you flip Zoe over and continue pounding.
Take it. Your pussy is fucking perfect.
Shit.
Also, what you and Zoe definitely didn't notice is another steamy situation happening not far from you.
Well, we got a bear or something? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. It's called reciprocal motion. There we go. Yeah, I'm sure you guys want to see that animation there. Do you want my dick that much?
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
Yes, fuck me.
Same.
Suddenly a police
officer. Oh, I told you! I told you the law was coming! I told you the law was coming! Fuck!
Cops!
Out of reflex and probably fear, Zoe's pussy squeezes tight around your cock.
I'll bet it does! God damn it! Am I that unlucky? Zoe, what's 0 divided by 1?
Using your newfound power, you manage to stop time. Grabbing Zoe and carrying her like a sack of potatoes, you throw her in the car. Just as time unfreezes, you start the car and act like nothing happened. Since the cops were far away enough to not see you having sex, they just ignore you.
Woo, but it got close. I'm telling you, law's always there when you don't want them. It's like they just happen to have a thing that goes off. There's a bunch of teenagers having sex that nobody else would know about, but we have to come in and cause crap. Oh, I remember when that was me back in the day. Oh, you gotta do what you gotta do, Bubba.
Still, there's another problem that surfaced as time unfroze. You glance through the front mirror, noticing Megan masturbating, eyes closed.
Megan?
This is a dream!
Huh? But did I fall asleep? Why do you keep saying... Why do you keep saying that?
I'm wishing for it to be. Ouch!
It's not a dream!
Why'd you pinch me?
We gotta check if it's a dream somehow, right?
What the? You know what? Never mind. I just want to go home. Is this day ever gonna end?
She fell asleep? How the fuck can you fall asleep while masturbating? And why the hell was she doing it in the first place?
What my proudest moment? No, I've never done that.
What the hell happened?
Trust me, you wouldn't believe me even if I told you. Fuck, how do I get out of this?
A light bulb, a glorious light bulb, suddenly gives you a perfect excuse.
You fainted the moment you came, okay? I didn't know what to do, so I just carried you into the car. Happy now? Guess I'm lucky she doesn't remember the cops.
Completely believable.
What? Oh, God.
Obviously believable enough. The sheer embarrassment of what she just heard is enough to quiet Zoe down for the rest of the ride. All that's heard in the car, the whole ride home, is Megan's light snoring.
He did forget to say something. He should have said, "It's all good, though," what he should have said. Because now she's embarrassed. She's like, "Oh, no, don't worry. It's all good. It's cool."
Without uttering a single word, Zoe gets out of the car once you reach her house. More than annoyed with how the day ended, you head home. Finally, too exhausted to even pull Megan out of the car, you go to bed, trying to only think about the good parts of tonight's failure.
Only I could get some actual sleep. Maybe I'd be a bit more stable? What a fucking story. Oh, we're not done with Zoe's story. I made a very different decision. Now, I think they want us to leave Megan there at the party. That goes against everything I personally stand for, but I'm thinking that's how I'm going to be able to progress in this story. So I'm not digging that, but it is fiction. So it's like playing as the Empire in Star Wars, I guess you could say. Knights of the Old Republic when you do like some horrible shit. So yeah, we're just going to pretend it like that and we're not going to condone it. But we are going to have to do it or we're not going to be able to finish the game. Like, I won't be able to bring you anything else until we finish it. So I'm going to have to go through the whole thing. Now, maybe they'll do something different. You know how we learn from the story and pick different options. But if not, I got to do what I got to do. So at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord. And we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley for more Lust Theory. And I guess I'll have Returning to Me later sometime. Maybe I'll do Chasing Sunsets. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But I'm tired and I don't feel like doing any more after this. So I'm out.